Hello, beautiful. I have missed you so much. I am so happy to be back. Listen, I know it's February, but you best believe if I'm meeting you for the first time this year in June, I will still say Happy New Year. Hi. Oh, Happy New Year, my darling. Sis, we're only 31 days into 2023 and it feels like a lifetime. I started this year rolling into a sprint. So where do we start? I have so much to tell you. Okay, let me not be rude. Oh my goodness. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, my name is Chulu, your host and the founder of Africana Woman. Welcome, my darling. You are going to have a fantastic time here. Listen, in Africana Woman, we're all about celebrating the goddess in you. So clearly, you need to share this podcast with somebody today. I guess my first big announcement is that we are now a network. Doing my little happy dance. That's right. So introducing the Africana Woman Network. What does that mean? So think of it like any TV or radio station. You know, you've got that brand name, the mother brand, and then they've got different shows under it. So it means that we are introducing new shows. They will not run at the same time, but there will be one after the other. We have three main shows for 2023, and each of those shows has got 13 episodes each, and then we also have some specials in between. So we are kicking off the year with our very own award-winning anchor show, Africana Woman with Chulu. When I tell you that the conversations in here, in season 4, are pure gold, I feel like I'm not even doing them justice. Woo, girl. Hey. But anyway, here is another thing that you need to look out for. So if you've listened to the episodes in the past, you know that for the most part, we go for about an hour. We're changing that up this year. Now, each episode is going to be 30 minutes. Now, here is a little something, a little bonus that we have prepared. So we are giving exclusive access to the full interviews, the full conversations to our Africana Woman visionaries. Now, if you want to hear all of the goodness that are in the conversations that I have with these phenomenal women, then you should definitely consider becoming an Africana Woman visionary. As you know, Africana Woman with Chulu interviews women of African descent from all over the world. And by them telling us their stories, we learn and we are inspired. The new shows, on the other hand, that we are introducing will be talking about education in the African context, investing in real estate, and money. Now, one of my biggest passions is putting more money in the hands of African women. The truth is, if we can put money into good people's hands, they can be an exponential influence for real change in our communities and our continent. I truly believe that African women in particular, are the key to emancipating our people, which means that we need to reimagine education. We need to build true generational wealth and completely rewire our money mindset. So look forward to provoking conversations, ideas that will challenge you. And my hope is that when you hear something, you can't unhear it, but a seed of change is planted. So back to the shows. We have two specials, as I mentioned earlier. One is a business shower. Yes. So I'm sure you've heard about this concept, right? So in the same way that we have baby showers, the difference is that when your friend or your sister is starting a business, we should support them with a business shower. So we want to host 3 business showers in 2023 for 3 lucky women who have just started businesses. You do have to be in Zambia, and other terms and conditions apply. I'll be talking more about it on future episodes. Also, look out on socials at Africana Woman on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for details on how you can enter. So that's the first special. The second one is a special that talks about reintegrating back to Africa. Now, some of you may know my story. So I'm from Zambia, and I left Zambia to do studies for about 7 years, you know, when I was young. I lived in the UK and the US, and then I came back to Zambia. And there was a rude shock. It was the time of no social media, dating myself, I know. I had no network. Like, it was just wild, wild in these streets, guys. It took me a good 4 years to get on my feet. Even then, it was more like getting on my toes. Anyway, I know many of you listening are out in the diaspora, and you plan on eventually coming back home, whether it's when you retire or even earlier than that. So I want to bring a series that talks about different women's experiences coming back to our beautiful continent. Confession, I have been sitting on this content for a very long time, but the time is right to share these beautiful reintegration stories. So yeah, look out for that 4-part special. So recap, let's just recap what we've discussed so far. We are now officially the Africana Woman Network. We have 3 main shows lined up for you in 2023 and 2 specials. Do you know what that also means? They're going to be new hosts. Ah! Talk about Black Girl Magic. Now, January 2023 officially marked 1 year of me making this decision to bet on myself. So end of December 2021, I left my 9-to-5, moved towns, and essentially started again. Talk about scary. Now, my guiding word for 2022, last year, was learn. I really took this to heart and decided to learn new skills, learn more about myself, learn from the people around me, no matter the age, learn what I liked and I didn't like. It almost felt like a year of yes. You know, where you just say yes to try out something at least once, and learn I did. The year was not smooth sailing. I did have an experience that knocked me off my feet, and I'll be honest, I wallowed in self-pity a little too long, and that affected all areas of my life negatively. Once I managed to drag myself out of that emotional slump, I started picking up the pieces, and I managed to end the year strong. Now, as much as accolades and recognition is nice to have, I think my proudest accomplishment of 2022 is you, the Africana Woman community. Gosh, you guys, you make me so, so happy. You fill me with so much joy and pride in a way that I can't really express. And you are the reason all of this exists. From the book club, where we have raw conversations that break the culture of silence around so many taboo topics, let me tell you, they are not afraid to go there in the book club. But it took time and work to cultivate a culture of trust and vulnerability. It didn't happen overnight. The best part is now we have men joining the conversation. In December and January, we read the Vagina Monologues. And one of our male members sent me a private message, you know, sent me a DM. And he was just like, thank you. Thank you so much for making us read this book. It has completely changed the way I view women. I think every young man needs to read this book. And I was just, it literally makes me want to cry. Changing lives one person at a time. Then you have our paid membership, which is the Africana Women Visionaries. Week by week by week, these women show up for themselves in a powerful way, believing in their healing, working on their growth, making bold decisions and embodying their strength as a woman. Again, I look at each of them and I am in awe. This year, we are going into 2023 guns blazing. Like, I can't wait to report the transformations that are coming out of the Africana Women Visionaries. Oh, it's about to happen. I'm also really grateful for all of you that trust the Africana Woman brand. I post, you know, I'll post something on socials or wherever, and there are people who are just like, yep, I'm in. They haven't even seen the details because they know there's always deeper substance, intentionality, and quality to the work that we put out. I really do not take it lightly. The Africana Women community is my proudest accomplishment, and I look forward to where we are headed. The vision is set. We just need to step into it. My guiding word for 2023, this year, is collaborate. Already my mind is blown from being obedient to that instruction. I think some of you have seen Project You on socials, on my socials, and that was born from saying yes to collaboration. It's a story for another day, but such a great story. You will also notice that our branding and logo is evolving. I know a lot of you love the African woman with the fiery hair. Now you will notice a new logo, which is a microphone and a woman wearing her crown, the African duku. So, I have a story for you. When I decided to expand into a network, I knew I needed a fresh look that matched the direction we were headed in. So I reached out to a very, very dear sister, and her name is Jean. You see, Jean has been there from the beginning of Africana Woman. In fact, even way, way back before that, she's helped me bring another project alive. So Jean read the blogs, she listened to the podcast, she attended the masterclasses, the book club. And I said, oh guys, I'm doing my first retreat. It was an online retreat. And Jean was there. I hosted the first marketing course. Jean was there. We dreamt together. We dreamt about the life she wanted. And she told us of the future she saw, which was her playing with her two future children in her garden with her husband having a picnic. She created a business in our course called Brand R. And so, you know, when I needed a new logo, a new brand, of course, who am I going to call? I'm going to call Jean, right? So we've been working on the brand, the new branding, for about 6 months, starting from last year. Mid-January, I was driving on the highway on my way to celebrate my friend's birthday, another friend's birthday, in another town. So I hit traffic and the cars were moving so slowly, though inching forward. So I said, okay, let me just glance at my social media. And then there was a message that said, Jean has passed away. It didn't make sense. Honestly, I thought it was a Nigerian prince trying to get money from me or something. Like, it didn't make sense. We were chatting just days before. She didn't complain. It didn't make sense. So I tried calling her. No answer. And then I started looking around. And then I found out it was true. She was gone. I wailed. I cried for the life she had. And I grieved for the life she dreamt of having. Exactly a week later, she was buried. And, I was watching, the pictures and the videos compilation of Jean. And what I saw was a woman who did not take any day for granted. Like, she made sure that everybody around her that she held dear to her heart, they knew that she loved them. She loved Africa. She loved her culture. She loved young people. She loved teaching. She loved life. Whilst I don't understand why she was taken away so suddenly, what I have learned from Jean is to not postpone living a life that you absolutely love. There are so many of us postponing actually living as if tomorrow's guaranteed. You get one go at this life. It's not a rehearsal. Sis, live. Go thrive. You only get this one chance. So if you want to swim with dolphins, write a book, skydive, climb a mountain, I don't know what your dream is. Just go do it. Live by your own design. I haven't actually said goodbye to Jean. The truth is, I don't want to. I will say this. Jean, girl, you shocked us. Girl, you shocked us. Thank you for being such a bright light, full of life. I miss you. You will forever be in my heart, Mama Africa. This season is dedicated to you. And to you, dear listener, when you see the logo, I want you to remember that from your crown to your feet, you are an African queen. Never be silenced. Say what's on your heart. Speak life into this world. And we at Africana Woman will continue to amplify your voice. Raise your glass to an amazing season 4 of the Africana Woman with Chulu podcast. Till next time.